Hello, sir. My name is Yui, the nurse you spoke with on the phone. Thank you again so much for coming in on such a short notice. It isn't very often we receive news of a new Western donor, so we like to, seize the moment, as they say. In other words, foreign semen is in quite a short supply, I'm afraid. You're practically an angel. Are you thirsty? Should I have a cup of coffee made for you, or perhaps some tea? Water it is. Now, and do please have a seat. As I understood from our conversation over the phone, you're interested in donating a singular batch of your semen for insemination purposes exclusively? Can I perhaps convince you to make that 2 samples? Well, it's simply because we're on such short supply, really. Any amount is certainly more than welcome, but there honestly isn't anything as too much semen when it comes to our gracious Western donors. You're in very high demand as it is, and there simply isn't enough to go around for all of our patients, I'm afraid. We do like to do it the old-fashioned way, after all. What's that? Oh, by old-fashioned, I simply mean we use up the entire donation in one attempt, meaning only a single lucky girl has the fortune of conceiving your wonderful child. Technically, we could do it another way, I suppose. Anyway, a couple of questions, if you'll be so kind. When was the last time you ejaculated? Sorry, I understand the questions may seem rather personal, but it's all for ensuring the success of the insemination, you see. So, last night? Okay, thank you. Do you have a current spouse or significant other with whom you have regular sex? A girlfriend? And how often in general do the two of you have sex? Actually, let me guess, 4-5 times a day, right? Oh, only twice? I see. No, it's fine. Although it is uncommon, we do see rare cases of donors going unsatisfied by their significant other. Is she an older woman? Your significant other, I mean. Younger girls are usually better at satisfying their weight level, you see. Oh, it's you who prefers to? Do you mind if I do a quick health examination? No, I'm sure you're quite alright. It's only... sometimes the ready accessibility of Asian women can render some white men a little overwhelmed. It isn't anything serious, really. The condition usually dissipates when the male realizes that there will always be a female in his immediate vicinity, ready and willing to relieve him of his sexual urges. Really, you shouldn't feel bad about it. If you feel the need, it is medically recommended that you drain your entire load inside of your significant other, or if she's unavailable, any other nearby willing girls. It appears your cock suffers no immediate ailments. I must say, sir, that is an impressive bulge in your pants. If it isn't too much trouble, do you mind if I take your measurements? Yes, if you remember, of course. Great, thank you so much. Then please undress? Yes, everything please. I need to do a proper full inspection anyway. Oh, and don't mind them. They're interns, and I'm showing them the ropes, so to speak. This really is an amazing opportunity for them, you see. Most nurses sadly never have the luxury of seeing a white man during their training. Oh my, what an amazing sight. Really, white men is the gift that continues to give. Oh, you're even blushing. What a sweetheart. Okay, girls, quiet those giggles and look closely. This is a real, close examination of a foreigner's erect cock. Do make note of its impressive length and sheer girth, only above twice that of the average native man. Really? really, it is truly unfair to even compare them. Asian boys sadly don't stand a chance. Such a lovely scent. Raw and masculine. The unmistakable smell of power, potency, and dominant energy. Come, girls. Gather a little closer. Don't mind us, sir. You're doing perfectly. Now, please split those strong, muscular legs a little more. Yes, that's fine. Do you mind if we squat down in front of you? It makes it so much easier to take in your scent the closer we are to your majestic election. Go ahead, Enma. Wrap those slender fingers of yours around him. Feel the weight in your hand. Heavy, isn't it? Just as it said in the textbooks. Right under where it describes the curious phenomenon of induced ovulation, a strange reaction within the womb of an Asian female when a white male rests the entire weight of his cock on her abdomen. Science has yet to properly explain it, though isn't it obvious? Our bodies simply recognize the perfect mate when it sees one. So, please do not be alarmed. I will be sampling your musk for a minute. Oh, it's nothing special. I'll be pressing my nose against your abdomen, right above the shaft of your wonderful dick. Why, of course it's of medical importance. The unique nature of every man's sexual smell is of great importance, revealing the potency of his seed. It is also chock full of your pheromones, and can even be addictive to certain partners. Now, please excuse me while I and my students inhale you deeply. What an amazing smell. I mean, you have a very lovely scent, sir. Wouldn't you say so, girls? Hina, you're drooling, sweetie. See, this is what I meant, sir. It's all right, Hina. You may excuse yourself. Oh, use the staff bathroom if you're going to... Anyway. Now, sir, I have to warn you. We do require you to abstain from ejaculating for 1 week at the very least. Since we'll be using your entire sample for a single girl, it is imperative that we get as much baby batter out of you as possible. Yes, I understand. It may be very difficult to commit to such a long time. However, we can offer to milk your balls immediately after the consultation. We have some very talented nurses here. Well, sure to leave you sated and drained for a couple of days after. You will? Perfect! Then I'll make sure to personally supervise your milking. It will also give us a chance to sample the taste and consistency of your ejaculate. Yes, that is standard procedure, of course. Yes, the interns will be participating. As I said, this is a very unique opportunity for them to experience firsthand the wonders of the Western male donor. Now, if you follow me, we can conclude the inspection and have you arranged for milking right away. I will finish the paperwork the second you leave the hospital trained and happy.